This is Girl to Woman Podcast with host and creator Ami Kayshawn, where I empower, educate, and entertain teen girls and women to have a greater relationship with self. This podcast is for you if you're ready to create and not wait on your happiness. If you're rocking with me, let's roll. Hello, what's going on with you? You know what today is. It's another day for you to have a greater relationship with yourself. I do my best to empower you on this Girl to Woman podcast with everyday down-to-earth girl talk motivation. Now, you can take it a step further. For those of you who want more valuable content, go to AniJohnson.com and sign up for my free audio, 10 Secrets to Having a Happy and Healthy Relationship with Self. This is what I call your self ship. In order for us to get to where we want to go, you gotta be flying your self ship, right? Right? Okay. You will also receive weekly inspiring notes straight to your inbox from me. So what are you waiting for? Head on over to AniJohnson.com and get your free audio already. Thanks for letting me roll with you on this journey. Now let's get started with our session.
We're on session 162, and our topic of discussion today is Hello, Fear. Yeah, we're going to talk a little bit about fear because I believe it's something we all face somewhere on our journeys. And here on Girl to Woman, we got to talk about those topics that bother us. So that's why we're going to talk about fear today. But before we get started into, you know, facing our boogeymans and everything, how are you doing today? I hope you had a well-rested long weekend or a fabulous adventurous weekend, whatever you needed. I hope it gave you that. And now that you're here on today, let's be intentional. You know, some people got to get back into the groove of work and assignments and all this other good jazz. But whatever it is, just make this day work for you by putting a smile on your pretty face and walking it out as you're supposed to. Hello, fear. I believe it's important to acknowledge fear because it's the number one boogeyman that keeps people from not living out their potential and their dreams. What's crazy about fear to me is, as unpleasant or as burdensome as this emotion can be, many people still find it to be comforting, like a warm blanket. And I guess it has that whole blanket kind of connection because you have grown custom to its presence. You have allowed it to be a companion or a partner in your life of some type of way as a part of your survival, which I think naturally we have that, you know, in our brains. But I think we're starting to blur the lines of when it's protecting us versus when it's just hindering us and suffocating us. There's a quote by Gandhi that says, "The enemy is fear. We think it's hate, but it's fear." And I think that quote is true from what he had to face on his journey as far as fighting for his country. I believe that's a lot of what we're going on, what's going on over here in our country and the things that we're having to deal with from, you know, our history to the present day. But that's not even why I wanted to bring up this quote. Why I wanted to bring up this quote was, I wanted to ask you a question or have you ask yourself a question. What are you mislabeling as one thing when it's really fear? Sit with that for a minute. What are you mislabeling as one thing when you know it's really fear? Because I think we can walk around mislabeling stuff all day. You know, oh, I just have a cold. No, you got the flu. Stop mislabeling it. You know, what are you mislabeling as one thing when it's really another? What is your warm blanket at this point? Even though it's unpleasant in the emotion, even though it's burdensome, you're still like, I need it. Are you that woman who has labeled it as trying to be nonchalant or trying to say, oh, I don't care about nobody or nothing, when you know you do, but underneath it is really fear? Because when you do care, it ends up hurting you too much? Are you the one who's labeling it as, you know, men ain't ish or ain't no good men out there, when you know sort of kind of that that's not true? But really what it is fear. Because all the men that you have selected have damaged you in some way. So what are you mislabeling as one thing, but it's really fear. And now it's your warm blanket. And the crazy part about that warm blanket is it's not really shielding you. It's suffocating you. It's suffocating your dream, because even though you have this whole men ain't ish, and this is just an example, even though you may have this whole men ain't ish mentality, you dream about having a great relationship. So the blanket you think is shielding you is actually suffocating the dream that you desire. But just as George Adair says, everything you ever wanted is on the other side of fear. So it's time to acknowledge fear. Hello, fear. We first got to stop mislabeling it. Let's not label it as, oh, that's just me. Stop lying. That's not just you. That's fear. You just so convinced that the warm blanket is shielding you when it's suffocating your potential and your dreams. I really hope this makes sense, and I hope I ain't stepping on no toes, but if I am, tap dance with me. So once you can label fear as fear, now your plan of attack can start to work for you instead of against you. Because as long as you keep labeling it something that you think is shielding you, you're not realizing that you're being suffocated. So now you have to awaken, become self-aware, become conscious that your dream is still reachable. It's still obtainable. Yes, what I'm saying is the dream that you have has not died. You're just suffocating it. The value that you have to offer is still within you. You're just suffocating it because you're thinking you're protecting yourself from something because of the previous things you have been through. And so now that you think that this is your warm blanket and it's shielding you, you have to become conscious enough to realize it's not shielding me, it's suffocating me. So let me stop mislabeling this thing as one thing and call it what it is, and that's fear. Now we can acknowledge fear. We can start a plan of attack on how to deal with it. Because I don't think fear is ever going to be 100% dissipated. Because a part of fear is needed for our actual legitimate threats to life. We're no different from the animals you see on the Animal Planet channel. If you've ever watched the Animal Planet, I like that channel, and you've ever seen like the antelopes or, you know, a gazelle or something, and they just be chilling and eating, and then all of a sudden their ears do this like radar thing, and their eyes look like they go in the back of their head because it's like they feel something about to go down, and then they just haul tail. I think we all have that instinctively as a primitive animal type of behavior. We know it's just, if something ain't right, it's time to go. Somebody trying to eat me. It's like we have the same exact thing. So to say that fear, you know, live without fear, that's a lie. I'm not telling you that. What I'm telling you is learn how to tame what is not the instinctive type of fear, and knowing when it's just hindering you and it's just an illusion. It's that thing that Les Brown talks about, the false evidence appearing real. That's that fear that you have to be willing to tame enough so that you can actually expose all the great things that are inside of you, so that you can actually reach that potential of what you truly want on your journey of life. I really hope that that makes sense. The biggest part of that taming process is, has nothing to do with the physical world, everything to do with your emotional and mental state. Your boogeyman is not really real. It's in your mind. It's in your energy, if you will. It's in your spirit. And so in order to tame that, you got to talk to yourself better. And I want to share three classics that I feel will help you with your fear, in the sense of these classic things acknowledge the fear, but it just spoke over it in a different type of way. It wasn't acknowledging it as allowing it to sit at the table anymore. At this point, it's like, I see you and everything, but I'm bigger and I'm greater than you. So one of the things of getting your mind right is speaking to yourself. And I think one of them is, no weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper. It's acknowledging the fact that it's there. It's acknowledging the fact that weapons will be formed. That's a fear. Now, I'm not saying weapons of mass destruction. I'm not talking about Uzis and AKs and knives and whatever your weapon is. Whatever that's coming against you, you have to know your weapon. But whatever is formed against you shall not prosper. But you got to put that, you got to be able to tame your boogeyman with that type of talk, inner talk to yourself. The other one is, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Once again, this is acknowledging a sense of fear, because the opposite of strength is weakness, and saying that you're going to have some times that will be weak. But through Christ who strengthens me, I can do all things. So this is the taming process of that fear, so that you can step out and do what it is that you have to do. The third thing that I want to share is, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil, for thou art with me. Once again, this is acknowledging the fact that something is there that I don't like. Something is there that I really ain't down with. But I won't fear it, for thou art with me. There's something that I realize about the things of shadows. Shadows can be kind of metaphored as a boogeyman, if you will. And one day I was running around the track and the sun was out. And so there was a certain side, when I was on one side of the track, the sun was directly in my face and it was kind of blinding me and kind of frustrating a little bit. And then when I got to the other side, it was behind me, so it wasn't as bad. But what I realized was, as I was running on the side where the sun was behind me, my shadows were very evident. I could see them and I would focus on them. And then when I got to the side where the sun was directly in front of me, my shadows were not in appearance because they were casted behind me. And it's like it clicked in my head and said, see, when you allow me to be in front of you, and even though you may not, you can't see everything because it slightly seems like you're blinded, you stop worrying about what's your shadows. You stop worrying about that shadow of the valley of death, and you just allow yourself to keep moving towards the brightness of what you can't necessarily see, but at the same time is lighting your path. But when you are on the side where you put me behind you, now the only thing you want to focus on is your shadows. And it just blew my mind for a second. And it was just like, wow. In the sense that the only way that I can get in front of you to prepare a table before you in front of your enemies is if you let me lead. And see, but when you allow me to lead, your shadows are cast behind you. Yeah, you may can't see everything that's going on because it's kind of blinding. My brightness is just that blinding. But at the same time, you don't have time to focus on your shadows because they're cast behind you. The boogeyman is in our minds, y'all. So all we have to do is say hello to fear. Acknowledge it. Because once you acknowledge it, then you can come up with a plan to get rid of it. But you have to be willing to tame the thoughts and the conversations in your mind. For once you have faith of a mustard seed, when you speak to that mountain in the physical, it has no choice but to move from here to there. So acknowledge your fear already so that you can get past your mountain. Time to share your 2 to 5 cents. Head on over to AniJohnson.com/S162 and share your thoughts with me. Or you can head on over to Facebook.com/AniKJ420 and we can chat it up over there. I thank you guys so much for just listening to Girl to Woman podcast. I really appreciate just getting your support and being able to share value with you. And if you are listening to me on the go, please leave me a review at iTunes or Stitcher Radio, wherever you may be listening. And let me know how I can better serve you. Until we talk again, know that you are amazing, even on your worst day. I love you guys. I'm out of here.